Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Please be seated.
So that it can never be said that I am not democratic, I'm going to let you all choose the sermon that you hear today. Okay? So, who wants to hear something on our lesson from 1 Corinthians? I'm serious. Like, you can vote. Like, raise your hand. Your other option is the gospel lesson. So, who wants 1 Corinthians? Who wants the gospel lesson? Okay. Well, that's about the usual participation in any American election. So, I guess there we have it. So we'll talk about today the gospel lesson. And what I want to focus on first for this particular sermon is for us to go back to that hymn that we just sang, Be Thou My Vision. One of my favorites, beautiful hymn, absolutely magnificent. What many people don't realize is that it actually has very ancient origins. If you go and look at the tune that we sing that to, Slain, it's first recorded sometime in the 19th century. Not so much recorded, but like it's first really acknowledged on paper. We can find it, a hard copy of that tune in the 19th century. However, almost all scholars agree that that is in fact a very ancient tune. That melody is one that goes back centuries. The words that we sing to it were composed by a man by the name of Fallon. We know him as St. Fallon. He was a student of St. Columba in Ireland in the 6th century. I can remember his saint day. It's January 29th because it's Ben's birthday. I have to do those little mnemonic devices whenever, you know, ever how you can remember some of these things. But St. Fallon wrote the tune, wrote the words that were put into this melody. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my life. If you pull out the hymnal, actually, and go to 488, I want you to look at it again. 488. Go ahead and crack the hymnal open. And look at the actual words. We sing them, and sometimes I really don't think you actually pay attention to what they're saying. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. All else be not to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence, my life. That particular verse, I think, takes on extra meaning when you realize that St. Fallon wrote those words not long after he went blind. Not long after he went blind. Be thou my vision. He can't see anymore. He can't look at the world around him, but he doesn't need to. The vision that God has, that we can ourselves possess, is not one that just sees the tangential, things in this world, the material objects, but rather that inner light, that meaning, that depth of love that God has for us and that we can show forth to others. Be thou my vision. Lead me where I must go, O Lord, he says. Without sight, without being able to see the world around him, he still recognizes that he has the possession of sight, because sight to the soul is not the material world. It is, in fact, those intangible things that mean so much to God. In our gospel lesson today, we read that Jesus is teaching, and he goes through this thing about you are the salt of the earth, but then he goes on and says that you are the light of the world. How are we light? How can we actually emanate anything from ourselves? This thought occurred to me. As most of you may know, this past week, I was on vacation. I was on a cruise ship in the middle of the Caribbean. By the way, fantastic. Coming back here, 60 degrees cooler, not so hot, literally. But we stood out there one evening, and I looked up, and I saw the moon. And the moon was absolutely gorgeous, and there were some clouds here and there. But it occurred to me a lesson that I learned a very long time ago in science, probably whenever I was 12 or 13 or so. The moon itself does not actually give off light. It's not something up there with an on switch and it glows, right? What does the moon do? It reflects light. The moon reflects light. My brothers and sisters, I propose that if we are the light of the world, it is because we are able to reflect Christ's light into this broken and hurting world. We are able to use that light as a vision to see what really matters in the world about us, to see that love and charity, compassion, those are the things that actually draw people to Christ. Those are the things that actually matter to our souls. Whenever we can reflect Christ's light, whenever we can reflect that glory, even just a little, in the darkness that is all about us, we are able, my brothers and sisters, to truly begin to transform the world. That light does not come from us, but we can reflect it. We can be a mirror of Christ's love. That's hard. That's really hard. But my brothers and sisters, the goal of the Christian life is not to be perfect. It's to look to Him who was perfect. It's to look to God, to Christ, and to begin to try to imitate those things that we see that He had done. To listen to the words that He preached. To go out into the world. To reflect that light in the darkness. When St. Fallon wrote those words, of all the senses that I have, I think my sight may be the most precious to me. To know, to lose that, I think would be traumatic for me. I don't know how some of the rest of you feel. We could probably do a poll, not that most of you would vote, but we could do a poll about which senses we value most. Mine, I think, truly is sight. I would be absolutely beside myself if I did not have my vision. St. Fallon, I think, had to have some of those same thoughts in his mind about how tragic this must have been for him, how sad it was that he could no longer see the world around him. But yet he was able to find something beyond that. He was able to realize that if we just took on that mind of Christ, if we just tried to reflect that light, even in the darkness of our mind, we can, in fact, change the world. We can, in fact, view things differently whenever we're not looking at material things, whenever we, in fact, can view the soul and how we can change that world around us. My brothers and sisters, as we go through our days and weeks and our lives, I pray very earnestly that each and every single one of us can let God be our vision. Be our guide, and that we might reflect the light that Christ calls us to be and to imitate into this broken and hurting world. Amen.